Remarks of the President at Westerly, Rhode Island, 18 October, 1952.
Well, it certainly is wonderful to have this most cordial welcome from Westerly, Rhode Island, the last city in which I'll stop in Rhode Island. I have been most cordially treated in this great state, and I appreciate it more than I can tell you. Your officials are friends of mine. John Pastore has made one of your great senators, and I know you're going to send him back. And I've known Theodore Francis Green ever since he was governor of Rhode Island, and I always did think highly of him. And your congressman, your candidate for Congress, who's the incumbent, John Fogerty, has made a wonderful record for himself down in Washington, and I know you can't do anything but send him back. And I told the people down in Providence that I was exceedingly anxious that they should elect Governor Roberts again, because I'll be out of a job on the 20th of January, and I'd like to have somebody in Rhode Island in the executive mansion where I can go maybe and get a square meal. I told them also that I had started my acquaintance with Rhode Island with a governor of Rhode Island, and that was Theodore Francis Green, and he gave me a square meal at the mansion. On our national ticket, we have two of the finest candidates any party ever offered to the voters. Adlai Stevenson for president and John Sparkman for vice president. These men are capable and will give you just exactly the sort of an administration that the people ought to have. Both these men have had great experience in public affairs. Both of them have demonstrated by their records that they care about the plain, everyday people of the country and will work for them and serve them well. These are men you can trust. They really look out for the interest of the everyday man. I want you to think this over very carefully. These are men you can trust and look after your interests. That's the true democratic way of a regular candidate doing business. Our party is the party with a heart for the plain, everyday people of America. I think the Republican Party has a cash register for a heart, or a calculating machine, I don't know which. It's the party of the special interests and the lobbyists. It's not especially concerned with human needs or the welfare of the people. I want you to think these things over. The only reason I'm going around over the country as I am is because I want to call your attention to the fact that it's your duty as the government of the United States, and you are, the power lies with the people. But you don't exercise that power unless you vote. When you vote, you ought to vote intelligently. You ought to study the issues. And the Republicans won't tell you what the issues are. They're trying to cover them up. I'm around trying to tell you what the issues are, so you can vote intelligently. If you do that, you'll have Adlai Stevenson in the White House for another 4 years, and you'll have good government all that time. Now, I'm...